So the tropics may have lower invasibility, but that might not be the only reason we have fewer non-native invasives that we know about in those tropical ecosystems. Because for one, human modification of natural areas in the tropics is more recent than in the temperate zone. And so I guess invasive species may not have had as long to accumulate in those tropical ecosystems because humans haven't been deeply engaged or modifying them for a very long time. Also, there's way fewer studies, scientific studies about invasives in the tropics. This map below is a heat map showing the number of publications on invasive species in different areas of the world from 2021. And you can see that the studies of invasibility are really, or sorry, of invasions is really lacking in the band around the equator, with most occurring in the temperate regions. Now, that said, it's possible that both things are happening. Some tropical islands, the graph at the left shows the breakdown of endemic species, native species, and introduced species in the Galapagos Islands. And islands are particularly susceptible to invasion in many cases because they may have lower diversity. They may be more open still. Certainly, the Galapagos is a very much of it is very open and dry types of habitats with high light. They may kind of the Galapagos in particular may overcome those restrictions we talked about before with, there's no light limitation. There's probably not much phosphorus limitation on these lava soils, and there's low diversity. So that would make sense that more species would be able to invade in the Galapagos. And lastly, humans are a huge source of species introductions. If we look at this graph in the 1970s, when tourism in the Galapagos was sort of just getting ramped up, there were more endemic and native species in Galapagos than there were introduced species. But now, in the 2010s, the number of introduced species vastly outweighs endemics and natives combined. More than half of the species in Galapagos have been introduced by humans fairly recently. So these two combinations of, the fact that more recent arrival of humans in the tropics and also way fewer studies could also explain some of the reasons we have detected fewer non-native invasives in the tropics.